trusted, live, and local. Your community, all morning long, here on 1480 WHBC.
This was one of the coolest stories that I had seen on social media yesterday. I'm scrolling through, I'm doing my daily dive through social media, and I'm just going to say I'm very happy that I follow the Stark County Sheriff's Office on Facebook. If you don't, go follow them. They always post really good content. Well, I'm scrolling through, and there was this massive mural I saw. I'm like, oh, okay, that's cool. You know, some local students put together this mural at Lake High School. And I'm scrolling through and I open it up and it's a mural of the school resource officer, a Stark County deputy, Deputy Lyrit Bueno. Deputy Bueno is on the line with us right now. Deputy, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. This is amazing that these art students decided to honor you because you inspire them with women empowerment. And I thought that this larger-than-life mural was a perfect way to honor someone in law enforcement, a trailblazer as yourself. It seems the response that you're getting from the community has been great. Did you know that you were going to have this mural painted in your honor?
I had an idea. The art teacher, he talked to me about it and what he had in mind to do, but I did not expect such an amazing response, not only from the community, but from the staff and the students here that I work with every day.
How long have you been a school resource officer at Lake?
I've been a school resource officer for a year and a half now.
Wow, and you've already made that tremendous of an impact, apparently, on the students, on the faculty and the staff. It seems as though, you know, you're becoming part of them, but you're also there to make sure everyone stays safe throughout the school day. What has that journey been like as a school resource officer for the last almost 2 years?
Honestly, it was a learning curve for me to start as a school resource officer. This amazing students have opened up my mind, my way of thinking. I've been so blessed to work with such amazing students and staff. I've learned so much from them, and they have taught me so much, and I hope that it seems that they've learned from me as well. I'm very open on what it is to be a female law enforcement officer.
Yeah, well, that transparency, it seems as though it's resonated with them as they've come through. The detail of this, I've only seen a photo of it, and I'm sure the photo does this thing no justice compared to seeing it in person. What's your favorite part of the mural itself?
The details are amazing. You are correct. My favorite part, they did such a good job with my duty belt. It looks so it looks amazing. It looks very real.
How long have you been a Stark County deputy?
I've been at Stark County as a deputy for 4 years now.
Do you have any previous law enforcement experience, if you don't mind?
I do not. This is my first law enforcement job, and I'm thankful for the Stark County Sheriff's Office.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, to be a woman in the field as a police officer, unfortunately, there are many stereotypes, and that's why they believe you are someone who's breaking them. They say that they had to pick someone who empowered them and someone who breaks all of the stereotypes of a woman. What are some things, have you gone through some challenges growing up knowing you wanted to be a police officer and being a female police officer or a law enforcement officer?
Yes, absolutely. I've known I've wanted to be a police officer since I was in middle school. And ever since I've been growing up and telling everyone that's what I wanted to do, and I'm not the biggest deputy or law enforcement officer. I'm only 120 pounds. I'm a Hispanic single mother. So I feel like every day is a challenge for me. in a good way, in a positive way. It challenges myself to be a better person and come to work and make everyone here at the school feel a little safer when they see my face.
Wow. Do you plan on, as long as you can be, doing the school resource thing, or do you want to get back out on the street at some point?
The good thing about being a school resource officer, we can be on the road as well during the summertime when there's no school, during Christmas break. So we get a little bit of a different side of things of law enforcement during when the school goes on break. So we do a little bit of everything when we're in the schools.
Well, that, but I know.
I do stay in here as long as I can.
Well, that's great. You know, it's great what you're doing there, and you're making an impact on the students. Did you have a relationship with the students who painted it?
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
Do you know the students who painted it? Like, did you have a good relationship with them, seeing them in the halls before they did this, or were you surprised at the group? Okay.
Oh, yes, absolutely. They were telling me to go take a look as they were painting the mural, but I wanted it to be a surprise, so I waited until the last minute, and they were always so excited that they were doing this project. Yes, I do know the students.
All right. Well, I appreciate you coming on, Deputy. Thank you so much, and keep up the great work.
Oh, thank you so much. You have a great day.
Deputy Bueno, she made an impact. That is why she now has a mural painted in her honor. That's amazing. It's great. I think it's fantastic that the students there at Lake High School did this to honor her. And, you know, women, they are stereotyped, as are gay men and women and black men and women. Unfortunately, they're stereotypes. And it's very unfortunate. And the fact that they say she's breaking those stereotypes, and now throughout the halls they have a photo of this female law enforcement officer who is also Hispanic. That's great. In Lake. Kudos to the students there at Lake. Kudos to the administration for helping the students realize and recognize some of the power behind a strong, confident woman. It's amazing. And I'm glad. I'm very happy to see her being honored. And the photo, we're going to have a story up on this on the WHBC.com website. And you'll be able to see the photo. So get your phone out, maybe check it out on your desktop, your laptop. The photo is pristine, the detail, and like she mentioned, the duty belt. Oh, you're going to want to see that. We are going to talk when we come back about schools facing pressure to purge books about racism and gender identity, as banning from conservative groups is just skyrocketing. So we're going to talk with a civil trial lawyer about that. But also after the 11 o'clock hour, I want you to hear some of the things that an Ohio mayor recently said. Something such as some of these books are child pornography. Anything that, you know, relates to the LGBTQ stuff, whatever. Well, he's kind of on thin ice. And speaking of ice, he said something about ice fishing. So he was kind of all over the place. When we come back, though, we are going to chat with civil trial lawyer Grace Weatherly, and we're going to chat about what the Hudson mayor said after the 11 o'clock break. We'll be right back after this. We're live and local. I'm Jordan Miller.